a district judge in Helena, Judge Mike McMahon, on Tuesday, blocked part of a new law, House Bill 102. You remember when House Bill 102 was signed into law. It's known as constitutional carry or permitless carry. Basically, it's just a bill that gave us more of our gun rights that we should have already had here in Montana under our Second Amendment, and so what you already had available elsewhere in the state of Montana, meaning you can carry a firearm, you can carry a gun without a permit, now you can do the same in the bigger towns in Montana as well. So it was common sense legislation. It was signed into law with big numbers backing it in the legislature. But now a judge in Helena struck down a key provision, particularly the campus carry provision of that law. Representative Seth Burgley is the author of House Bill 102. Seth, thanks for being with us. What was your reaction to the judge's decision yesterday?
Thanks for having me on, Aaron. Appreciate it. I think the decision was pretty shocking there, and not just because they said, you know, firearms on campus is inappropriate, but because of the overarching statement that the judge made in his summary, which was essentially that the Board of Regents has full control with no exceptions. Essentially, there was no listed. It wasn't they controlled this, but there might be legislative control over some aspect. Essentially, he just simply stated the Constitution says full control. Full control means full control. This isn't under the purview of the legislature.
Yeah, because obviously, if the Board of Regents has control over our university system, and there are certain, you know, time, place, and manner restrictions, like for example, First Amendment rights, there's time, place, and manner restrictions to a certain extent that are allowed, even with First Amendment rights, but they can't outright blanket take away your First Amendment rights, even on a college campus. But what this judge is ruling in outright saying, oh, no, the Board of Regents can throw out your Second Amendment rights altogether. Well, now they can throw away your First Amendment rights, your Fourth Amendment rights, anything.
And that's true, Aaron. The thing that was I think the biggest thing that, okay, if you don't think that there should be guns on campus and you consider this a win, okay, you know, run with that. But I think we need to look at what the argument was, and what the argument was, and the judge stated it twice in his conclusion. Section 5 of the bill I carried states that the Board of Regents can't restrict or add an undue burden to your Second Amendment rights or the rights granted to you under the Montana Constitution to carry a firearm. But it went more than that. It went to the Declaration of Rights. We also looped in Sections 4 through 12, which is that in any of these cases, this would apply equally. Well, those, you know, Article 2, Sections 4 through 12 are all of your basic Declaration of Individual Rights. It's religion, assembly, speech, association of the press, right to participate, right to know, privacy, searches and seizures, and then the right to bear arms. He enjoined all of those rights under this ruling. So essentially what he said was the legislature has no control over any of these rights on university campuses. And you could make the argument, I guess, that he didn't mean to loop those in. But previous, in sort of the middle of the brief, the state had made the argument that, look, we control, state statute controls, you know, student housing, student privacy, search and seizures. He said, well, that's a stretch. To use these arguments, and his quote was, is a stretch at best, because those laws were made previous to the Constitutional Convention. So those were made under the old Constitution. In essence, the new Constitution doesn't give the legislature the right to regulate those things. So he reinforced that idea. So this is about a lot more than just firearms on campus.
This liberal judge in Helena ruling against a portion of House Bill 102, otherwise known as permitless carry legislation for your gun rights here in Montana. Attorney General Austin Knutson has already filed a notice with the Montana Supreme Court that he intends to appeal this decision from the liberal judge in Helena. Seth Burgley, Representative Seth Burgley, who is the author of House Bill 102, is with us here. And, of course, we'll take your phone calls as well. If you want to jump in on the conversation, 406-294-0970. Representative Burgley, so if and when this goes to the Montana Supreme Court, you know, right now, I guess the good news is, at least, is that the judge didn't take advantage of this opportunity to throw House Bill 102 out altogether in its entirety. Could the Montana Supreme Court still attempt to do that with the appeal, or would they only be able to look at the campus carry provision in particular?
So they can only look at the campus carry provision. So the rest of the bill is in effect, will remain in effect. One of the issues with this, the arguing, is that the judge made this, when it was filed, the judge said this is not an argument over whether guns are safe or not safe, or what the gun policy should be, firearm policy should be in the state or on campus. He didn't let it go that far. He said this is solely, and his language was, this is solely an issue of whether the legislature has the ability to direct the Board of Regents, period. And to that end, he prohibited briefs in support of the case from organizations like the Montana Shooting Sports Association, where they brought statistics to say, look, firearms are safe on campus, there's no issues with it anywhere else, there's not a compelling health need, there's not a compelling state interest. He said, no, those aren't appropriate, because this isn't about whether firearms are safe or not. This is about whether or not the legislature can tell the board what to do. It's not a firearms question. It's an authority question. And so it was framed very specifically in that regard.
Yeah. So basically, you know, these Board of Regents members who have been appointed, you know, they're usually well-connected folks who get appointed to these positions. And for 16 years, there was former Governor Brian Schweitzer and then Steve Bullock, and they've been packing that board full of their buddies. And they can keep raising the cost of education for your kids. They can keep pushing, you know, this critical race theory style nonsense, funding some crazy programs at the University of Montana, for example. And then if your elected lawmakers want to rein in any of that nonsense, this judge is saying, no, your elected officials are not allowed to run your universities whatsoever. Only these unelected appointed members get unilateral authority here.
Well, and he goes so far as to imply that we're tyrants to attempt to do so. He states twice in his decision that it's the tyranny of the majority to exert influence over the Board of Regents, and that it was specific that this is what the framers of the Constitution at the convention wanted to do, is they wanted to eliminate legislative control over the board. And it's like, well, that's a pretty strong statement, considering the fact that the legislature is actually a branch of government elected by the people and the board is not. He argues that the reason the board has this power is because they draw that power from the executive. Well, are they under the executive or are they the executive? He essentially argues that they have the same power as the chief executive, the governor, who's elected, which, that doesn't seem to make sense just on from a rational standpoint. But the implications of that are, well, you can just say whatever that you want because, well, they are the executive. They're not accountable to the legislature. But he actually takes that, it places them even further away, because we have legislative control over legislation going to the governor. We can override vetoes. We can call special sessions. When it comes to the board, we have none of that control. So there's no check. The check that we have on the executive, specifically, we don't have when it comes to the Board of Regents. So he's actually placing them above the executive in terms of authority.
Yeah, because the governor can't rein them in. I mean, what's the governor going to do? The governor, like you said, can't replace them. You've just got to wait until their term expires and then get somebody better on the board at that point. All right, we're talking with Representative Seth Burgley, taking your phone calls as well here, 406-294-0970. Clint in Bozeman, thanks for the call. Did you have a quick question or comment?
Well, what he's saying there kind of makes me sick. It takes the power away from our legislature and it takes the power away from our government. And that wasn't the way it was set up. the governor and the legislature has a full power over the state of Montana other than the federal government and what they have here in land and such. The thing about it is these here Board of Regents people are appointed, you know, by the governor, and the governor has full power over them, over the Board of Regents. And I don't care what this judge says, if he'll read Sam Johnson's dictionary, which our Constitution of this United States was interpreted by, is the interpretation of the English language. It was done in 1754. And if he will read that and the various different sayings it's got and for the questions that he's trying to put to the American people, he'll understand he's dead wrong.
All right, Clint, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. This also kind of reminds me, and Representative Berglund, get your take on Clint's call and then your reaction to this as well. To me, this is also reminiscent of the debate over the federal vaccine mandate here. Because, look, a vaccine mandate is very unpopular. Now, even though over 500,000 Montanans have gotten the vaccine, I think even those who have gotten the vaccine, even those who chose to get the vaccine, are also many of them against a mandate. Because if we can allow the federal government to mandate this, well, what else will the federal government try to do to us next? And this is a similar date in regard. If this judge will take away our authority here and give the Board of Regents unanimous authority to strip away this right, well, what other rights do they have the unanimous authority to strip away?
Absolutely. And, you know, the reason that the Board of Regents has control, and if you go back and you read the transcripts of the Constitutional Convention, the idea was that they would have control over the academic, financial, and administrative affairs. And they talk about, you know, well, do they need we don't want them to have to get legislative approval to go buy paperclips. Like, that doesn't make sense. And I agree with that. You know, we shouldn't. I think it'd be a disservice to the university system if the legislature could hire and fire specific professors, if they could go in and decide what the salaries are going to be. You know, that could lead to some very partisan results where whoever's in power sweeps all the professors. That could be very detrimental to the education institution. So I agree with them. But when you extend that to constitutional rights, that's a very, very different matter. And especially, like you said, they're unelected. The legislature did a ton of work this past session trying to put authority over people's lives back in the hands of elected officials. If you don't like it, you can vote them out. If you're a health official that's appointed and you have no redress, you're just stuck with it. That's tyrannical. Like, I keep hearing that, you know, what we're doing is tyrannical. It's like, tyrannical is when a government can do whatever they want, whether it's arbitrary and unrestrained or not, and affect your life.
Yeah.
What we're doing is saying you have more individual rights.
And oddly enough, how we protect from any tyranny, whether it's a board or whether it's a governor or anybody else, is by upholding our constitutional rights, not unilaterally giving them away.
Our power is derived from the people. I mean, the people decide, not bureaucrats.
Matt in Billings. Matt, do you have a quick question or comment?
Yeah, good morning. I was going to ask the representative, you know, with all the liberal professors and now the Board of Regents, what they're doing is maybe they need to legislate by not giving funding to the college, even though it will hurt people in the short term, but just cutting some of the funding if that's possible.
All right, Matt, thanks for the question. Yeah, Seth Berglund, your thoughts.
For sure. So that's one thing that is very specific in the Constitution that we have. The legislature has power of the first string, so we decide where the funding goes, period. That's a completely undisputed fact. So we do have the ability to control their funding. There will probably be I'm termed out, so I won't be there in the next legislative session, but I'm guessing there's going to be conversations to that end. That's going to be a tough one to decide. Well, are we funding an institution that is anti what we believe in? And then how do you balance that with creating a good environment for higher education to make sure that people are getting the educational opportunities they need. So, but we definitely do have the ability to apply pressure or to achieve outcomes based on, you know, funding. So I think it's telling that the Board of Regents waited until after we were out of session. They weren't bringing this up to me saying, well, you know what, this is unconstitutional, do what you want, we're challenging it, it's getting overturned. they worked with me on this bill more so than most of the other stakeholders. And it was only after the legislature left and had determined all of the funding that they challenged it.
All right. Yeah. And also, you made a great point here, too, about how the judge in this case specifically did not want to have a debate about campus safety. I mean, think about that. We're talking about allowing people to carry guns on campus, because right now, if a criminal wanted to carry a gun on campus, they can do so. Gun-free zones are where a lot of these attacks occur. We would just prevent the good guys from having the guns.